After being a part of like 150 transactions at this point for over $300 million worth of real estate, I realized that these are the top three things that kill a real estate investor's career when they're a beginner, before it really even starts to take off or even begin in the first place. And the first point to really bring it home, I have to tell a story. What's happening right now literally happened yesterday, and it's been a nightmare of a week because I've been dealing with this client, or two clients, I guess. So basically, we have a deal under contract right now for about $2 million, and it's in East County, San Diego. And I'm representing the buyer, and my agent, Miles, is representing the seller. This is an off-market transaction. So basically, Miles found the property off-market, prospecting, calling owners, and the owner said he looked to sell at his price. And I brought a buyer from my network. I think I found this buyer from an old listing I had, kept him on my list, sent it to him. He really liked it, and he made an offer, and we got into escrow. And it's a multifamily property. It's about 7, 8 units. And the first time my buyer goes to look at the property, he finds a lot of issues. He gets an inspection and finds out that the roof has to be replaced. It's completely shot. A lot of the interiors are old. A lot of tenants have been there for a long time. The units are pretty messy, have to be fully remodeled, and there's a lot of termite issues, et cetera. But basically, the buyer came to me after the inspection, after we got him a roof bid of about $28,000. The buyer came into my office a few days later, this is like a couple weeks ago, and in person, he told me to my face that if you don't get me $50,000 off the price, I'm canceling escrow. And I said, okay, that's fine. I gotta get you $50,000, you're gonna cancel. Let me see what I can do. I'll go to the seller or the seller's agent, and I'll show my point, I'll show our cards, our argument, and we'll see what they say. So I sent a letter to Miles. I send the inspection reports, the roof report, everything. Miles then goes to the seller and says, hey, calls seller and goes, hey, Mr. Seller, the buyer's gonna cancel escrow unless he gets $50,000. He has to replace the roof and do all these other things. He's ready to commit to the deal. Are you ready to move forward if the buyer, removes contingencies and goes forward at this new price? And the seller basically goes, no, the buyer can go kick rocks. I'm only gonna give $15,000. He's not willing to move forward at the $15,000 price reduction. I wanna cancel. I don't have to sell. I'm not that motivated. Yada, yada, yada. The typical seller spiel on why they don't have to sell, right? If you didn't have to sell, we wouldn't be here in the first place. Anyways, so I go back to the buyer. I call him back a few days later and I say, hey, Miles tried his best. He told me that his client is not gonna give anything over $15,000. So are you willing to move forward at the $15,000 credit? They're willing to pay for most of the roof repairs, but they told you that this property was older, so they think that your credit or your price reduction is kind of BS coming back this late. And the buyer understood, and he said, you know what? That's fine. I will move forward to the $15,000. And we were all excited. Me and Miles were stoked, about to get paid, yada, 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 blah, 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 blah. And then Miles calls the seller. I had that backwards. Miles calls the seller and says, great news, Mr. Seller. The buyer agreed to the $15,000 credit and they decided to move forward. And the seller goes, great. And what are you paying for, Miles? How much are you paying for? And Miles is kind of confused and goes, what? He goes, how much are you paying for out of your commission? And Miles goes, we never talked about that, Mr. Seller. And he goes, well, I'm not giving anything unless you give something. And basically, Miles, I taught him right. Miles says, hey, look, you gave me your word and you said, if you get this $15,000 credit, you will move forward, right? You said no to the 50K, you said yes to 15, and now you're coming back at me again, telling me to take money out of our pockets when all we do is make commissions, zero salary, zero hourly wage, zero benefits. This is 100% of our livelihood that we still have to pay taxes on too. And the seller doesn't care. They hang up and they go, if you don't give half the $15,000, or at least, no, they ask for $10,000. If you don't give $10,000, we'll give five. Other than that, we'll cancel. When I heard about this conversation, I was heated. I was I was livid, okay? So this is where I get involved. I'm the broker of the company, so I get involved. I call the wife, because the wife is the one that's really being more of a stickler than the actual seller himself. So I call the wife. She basically yells at me. I mean, she didn't yell, but she was talking down to me for 10 minutes saying, oh, you guys are getting paid too much. This was an off-market transaction. We don't have to sell, yada, yada, yada. I go, okay, well, your property was sitting on the market for 6 months, and that agent was too incompetent to sell your property. And it sat on the market for all those months. No one brought a buyer near your price. And that's why we're sitting here today, when it's off the market a year later, and we finally have your price in a market that's even worse than it was a year ago. And she goes, yeah, well, you guys are making 4%. That's too much. I go, I should have said, if this was on the market, we'd be making 5%, okay? 2.5, 2.5. But of course I didn't say that. I said, look, we're already giving you a discount. We're giving you, you know, 4%. That's lower than the standard commercial industry average of 5% on a transaction, 2.5, 2.5 per agent. This isn't residential, so shut up if you're talking about that. If you're thinking about that NAR bullshit, we're in the commercial world here. We don't deal with that commission bullshit. So anyways, after that happens, I basically hang up the phone after arguing with them saying, look, I'm not giving you any single portion of our commission. I know that this buyer will buy two other properties even if they cancel this one. So I'm gonna go to a seller where they're not gonna ask me to remove my commission from the deal. And she goes, you know what? That's fine, but you can't give anything? I go, fine, I'll give you $5,000, take it or leave it. She goes, okay, I'll talk to my husband and get back to you. They get back to us the next day. They say, hey, that's fine. We will take the $10,000 credit, go back on our word, and you get $5,000. I go, sure, that's what we agreed on, no problem. We put that in the addendum for the buyer and seller to sign, and it gets worse. After the buyer sees that, the buyer calls me and basically goes, what about me? He goes, hey, a lot of people that I work with, here we go again, a lot of agents I work with, you know, when they sell me a property on the market, they usually give me like a 50% discount on their commission. I go, oh my gosh, not again. I go, listen, buyer, I'll call him John. Listen, John, number one, this property wasn't on the market. We brought you an off-market deal before 99.9% of your competition could get to it. Number two, we are not discount brokers. If we were discount brokers, you would never have gotten this deal from us. You would have gotten some shitty deal that's sitting on the market. Number three, come on, man, you know better. If you're an investor that gets a good deal from an agent and you reach into their pockets, do you really think that they're ever gonna send you a deal ever again? If you get reconstructive knee surgery because you tear your ACL and you wake up from the surgery after the knee's already been reconstructed, are you gonna ask that doctor to take $5,000 off their price because you paid too much to get your knee reconstructed? Of course not. And I wish people had the same kind of mindset with talking to real estate agents and have the same kind of respect for us as their advisor, because you never reach into your advisor's pockets. And that is lesson number one. If you are someone who is even thinking about or has done this in the past, you're making a huge mistake. You are cutting off the line that feeds you. Brokers are the ones that feed you the deals and you make the money, and they make a little bit of a commission while you make the gold mine. You're the investor, you make most of the money. You're putting up the money. But if you cut this deal source off, you're gonna lose as an investor. You're gonna stop getting the best deals. Brokers are gonna put you on their B list, not their A list. And when a broker has a really good deal and you're not on their A list, there's gonna be 5 other investors who get that call before you do. 5 or 10. So, lesson number one, do not reach into the advisor or the broker's pocket that feeds you deals. It's the biggest mistake you'll ever make. It's the definition of picking up pennies while trying to chase dollars. Lesson number two, it also goes with this kind of same theme, is if you tell someone that you're going to open escrow and close on a deal, you better freaking do it, or they're not gonna talk to you ever again. Another story time. This client I haven't talked to since this happened. Basically, I had a $1 million deal, 1.2 million, 4 units in San Diego, and I bring it to him off market, and he goes, Jason, this property looks really good. It checks all my boxes. I drove the property. I cannot wait to buy this property with you. I go, great, send me your offer terms. I'll write up the offer for you, John, and we'll get this to the seller, and we'll hopefully get under escrow. I write it up, send it to him, DocuSigns. I meet the seller. I get it under contract, spend a ton of time on it. And I tell the buyer, hey, good news, we're in escrow. The buyer's fired up, we're good to go. 4 days later, the buyer calls me and goes, hey, Jason, I drove the property again. I actually am having a change of heart. I don't really want to buy it. I go, oh, really, John, why is that? He goes, oh, you know, the location isn't that great and, you know, I'm not really excited about it anymore. I go, all right, well, is that your best excuse? Because you told me 4 days ago that you drove the property and you loved it. So what's the real reason, John? He goes, yeah, you know, I just think there's a better deal out there, so I don't want this one right now. I go, all right, fine. Just send me the I'll send you cancellation and we can go our separate ways. And since that happened, I have not talked to John since. John wasted 3 days of my time. I met the seller. I now had to tell the seller that this buyer was backing out for no reason. So that got egg in my face and made me look bad in front of that seller and ruined my relationship with them along this way. Gets me pissed off thinking about it. And the buyer just basically wasted a ton of my time and ruined a deal for no reason. I could have sent that deal to a different buyer that could have performed, and instead, now I got nothing. And I can't tell you how many times, this probably happens every single day in real estate. Some bozo that doesn't know what they're doing, that is a beginner, that doesn't know how to treat transactions correctly. If you don't think for 110% chance that you're gonna close on a property, unless something crazy happens, like the property falling over, or none of the tenants paying rent and you didn't know that before, because that's a real material fact and you should be compensated for that fact if you didn't know that before opening escrow. But if you're 100% committed and you tell an agent that and you leave the escrow for no reason, you have just ruined that relationship. And I'm telling you right now, a big lesson I can give you is that the top brokers in the market in every city, they talk, they gossip. It's a very small industry. It's a very small niche. It's not like residential real estate where there's a million agents. There's like top 20 brokers that control all the deals in any big city. And I'm telling you, if you do two or three top brokers wrong, you're gonna be known as the guy or the girl who is either the guy who reaches in people's pockets or doesn't close on escrows. And if you hit one of those two bills or worse, both, your career is over. It's not gonna take off ever. Number three, a little bonus one. And before we get into three, thank you for watching this far. I really appreciate you. Hope you're getting value out of it. I'm really sorry I didn't make videos last month. I was in Tokyo for a week with my entrepreneurs organization forum, great group of people that I go, that I'm in a business group with. And then we're really busy right now. We got 25 deals in escrow. We got like 11 listings. We are firing right now. So I'm really just taking care of my team and managing my team to make sure that we keep killing it and working on my own deals too. But don't worry, I'll keep finding the time to make these videos for you at least once or every 2 weeks to keep giving you value for free on this amazing platform we call YouTube. So before we get into the third point, I'd greatly appreciate if you subscribe to the channel and like the video if you're liking it so far. And the third and bonus point is do not rely on interest rates to underwrite your deals. If you rely on interest rates to buy properties or to not buy properties, you're gonna lose your ass. You're not gonna make money, okay? Here's why. Because rates change and no one knows where they're gonna go. 6 months ago, people were saying, oh, rates by this point, by April 2024, rates are gonna be down. They're gonna be on their way down. Well, guess what? CPI came in way high and rates are trending way up and they're even higher than they were 6 months ago. So, if you are someone who is looking to buy a property and you're relying on rates and you're waiting to get into the market because rates are too high, you are doing it all wrong. Not only are you losing out on deals, you're not getting into real estate correctly. You're not doing the fundamentals. And the fundamentals of real estate are these three things. And these are the three things you should look for when getting into real estate. Do you like the location and is it a property that you can buy and that you don't mind owning it forever? If you can't see yourself owning that property forever, don't buy it. Number two, do the numbers work at the rates today? If the property cash flows today, after you do your renovations or when you buy it, if the property cash flows right now, you should think about buying that property because rates are high right now. And yes, they will come down in the future, but I'm not saying when because I don't have a crystal ball and I don't try to have one. I hate people that do. But if rates come down, you'll do better. If rates go up, you'll be fine because you locked in an interest rate for a long time, which means that even if rates go up, you have a fixed interest rate and you're going to be cash flowing through the rough and through the good and the bad, right? Up and down. Real estate's cyclical. And real estate fundamental number three is you always underwrite conservatively. If you underwrite too aggressively, you're going to be relying on interest rates. And I'm telling you, the people who bought properties in 2022 that overpaid in 2021, that paid way too much money for it, that only relied on interest rates to make their cap rates work, and they estimated their exit cap rate to be 4 or 5% and interest rates to be 4 in their model, those models got absolutely shattered. Those returns are now, I mean, I see 6 caps sitting on the market, 7 caps even in bad areas here in San Diego. My property I'm selling right now, that's an 11 unit building. It sat on the market at a 6 cap and we're now about to close tomorrow for like, or next week for 3.4 million at a 6.5 cap. So just keep that in mind. If you are someone who predicts way too much, you're gonna lose. You have to look at the numbers today, and if they don't look good with the numbers today, or even rates being a little higher, which is what you should predict, because then you will never lose. Because if you think that things are gonna be worse in the future and things go down 20% in value and you can still sell that property for much more than what you bought it for, you're gonna crush it, right? And that's like a little bonus point is you wanna have multiple exit strategies. Can you hold the property for a long time? Can you sell it in a year? Can you, you know, long-term rental, short-term rental? Can you do multiple things to the property to make it go up in value? Can you add ADUs? Can you develop on it, right? So all these things matter when you're buying properties. And if you are doing even one thing way wrong, there's a chance you could lose. So to wrap it up, don't rely on interest rates. Don't cut off the hand that feeds you. And number three, please perform and do what you say you're gonna do in real estate. Hope you enjoyed the video and I'll see you next time.